Hello everyone and welcome to Palmcast episode 11. I'm once again joined by the one and only Alex Main. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad today, although I have to say it's quite optimistic for you to say you're feeling good. As people would know by looking at the group page, you've been very busy lately.
And I actually kind of feel like I'm going to say this because next episode I'm going to introduce you because it's not fair that you always have to take the bearing weight of that. I'm fine. I am very tired. I am just, you know, I'm fine. I'm good. It's just, yes, it has been a busy period where we moved house. It's not like we had to move far. I mean, literally we moved across the driveway, but it still requires you to completely gut your house and to rebuild and dump it all in there. And yeah, quite tired. I'm good. It's nice to be able to sit down. Actually, this is the first time I've pretty much used a PC properly since about 2 weeks ago. So
2 weeks ago. But you still got stuff coming in, as you know, and especially people on Patreon would know that as well. I mean, we haven't been able to go at the same pace as we normally would, but we're still moving along. So let's talk about Gen 3 for a second. We'll dive right into the cushy CooperCon stuff, because I've seen a lot of good stuff lately. And yeah. I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I think is worth mentioning is the new layout and style of our particular quest log this time.
Yeah, the quest log has definitely changed up a fair bit this time. It's very artsy. I can officially confirm, unless we change our mind before print, but I quite like the name. It's called The Book of Morwitz the Magnificent. Morwitz spelt Morwitz. Originally, I think we were going to go with something like, what was it? It was like The Amazing Adventures of Mogzarty the Magnificent or something like that, wasn't it?
Yes.
But we decided to go away from that. So it's The Book of Morwitz the Magnificent. It's very artistic, very colorful. The front has this like Moogle with like splash paint. But not like the volunteer t-shirt. Don't let that steer you in the wrong direction because it's nothing like that. I think you're going to like it. It's very, very unique. The inside of the quest log, what we've accomplished so far, which is very little, is different. It has a different, just has a different feel to it, but I think you'll like it. I mean, it's familiar. I mean, you're going to recognize stuff. You're not going to open it and be like, what's this shit?
Yeah.
But it's familiar, but different.
It has revamped quite a lot. But it's just in line with Generation 3. It's a brand new set of events, you know, keep things fresh. I mean, we've mentioned it the last time, like the likes of the guild has also changed. But as for what I recall, you've actually received that new guild, if I'm not mistaken.
I have, yes. Every guild note this time was based on the size of a £20 UK note, which is fairly big. If I remember rightly, I want to say it's like it's 3 inches by 6 inches. So they're big, which gives them A, great collectible value, and B, great collectible value. No, they're just really nice. Like they're really nice to hold. They're printed in full color. They are double-sided. They are printed on linen paper. They're gorgeous. It's like holding real money. It's wonderful. And I'm really chuffed with them. It's not real money, just to be real clear. We haven't like started some like mill of printing cash, but it comes in 10, 20, 50, and 100 denominations. We decided to skip on the 5. It was just a waste of time. So we have all of that printed and ready to go. There are a few Easter eggs on the notes, so I will see if people can work that out when the time comes.
Nice. It's going to be quite special when you make it rain. People are really going to want to grab those ones.
Yeah, we're never making it rain again. So it's going to be very fresh when you get your guild this time, completely different. We've gone from Monopoly money to something that looks like, you know, really realistic. So I'm very pleased with it.
Very good. No, I believe just when I was looking at a patient there recently, that we also had you put up a post and it contained in the, I think
Oh, I
you had a
did.
caption
Oh, I
of
did.
a few, you might spot a few new cards in there, but there's actually quite a lot of new Tri-Prong cards revealed.
I'm actually just going to bring up the image and see how many I can identify. Seeing I took the photograph, I should be quite easy. But there was a few that were in the photograph that were already named. And when I was like taking the photograph, I kind of tried to angle it with some refreshing, some different cards, not just ones that people have seen before. So yeah, Warrior of Light. There's Cindy in there. There's Edward upside down. Angelo. Which oh, there's a great story behind Angelo. Would you like to tell that one?
Oh, yeah, go on, of course. So, as we would have put up in previous posts in the past, that obviously when we get our first look at a Tri-Prong card, it's not always going to be perfect the first time around because while Rave is naturally very talented, that obviously we have a certain image in mind that might come across correctly the first time. Basically, when we caught Angelo the first time, he, how to best describe it, he looked like he was a two-legged being, I guess the best way to put it. He had this kind of
It looked
massive
like Angelo the
Hulk-like
Hulk.
chest, the
Yeah.
Hulk, yeah, exactly, yeah. So
Yeah,
it.
it looked like Angelo had babies with in the Incredible Hulk. It was just the shape of its kind of the breastbone and all the fluff. It just looked like a man dog.
It's
So we had to send that one back.
it makes me question what a reference you gave her, if any. So
I don't think I gave her any reference, so that's probably my own fault. But
makes you
to
wonder
be
what she
honest with you,
found.
it depends how you look at something, right?
That's
So,
it.
but it was hilarious, and we had a good laugh about that one. Who's that on the side? That's Cecil there. Instead of being in his dragoon, it's his paladin, I think would be the correct terminology for later in the game. Deuce. Or would you say Deuce? Deuce.
Yes.
Who else is in there? Diamond Weapon is in there in the far on the right hand side there. That looks like Emperor. Oh God, here comes the thing again. Some people say Matthias and some say Matthias. I think Matthias sounds better, so I'm going with Matthias. But that's him in the top left. Just underneath him looks like Sabin.
Yeah, I
Just.
actually haven't got the image in front of me, but I do recall seeing him there, and I recall Bugenhagen and Warrior
Bugenhagen is
of
there,
Light.
yeah. Kuja is just tipping out the edge there. Your Stola's at the back. Genova is in the far, far back. And then there's Cid Orlando, which is from Tactics, I think, isn't it? Is it Tactics?
And I can't
Now,
actually
see,
answer that,
I had a big
which is there.
conversation with Wave. I had a big conversation with Wave about this character. She's like, this character is overpowered. And it's a bit of an ongoing joke with the game. So you have to make him overpowered. So he's the strongest gold medal card there is. It was just to satisfy Wave. I was like, look, Wave, it's fine. I mean, you're commissioned, but whatever. If you want it, I'll do it. So in fact, I actually increased the strength of the gold cards just to be able to put that one a little bit higher.
Actually, it must be Tactics Online. I know she's a massive fan of that game in
She
particular.
is.
So.
And in fact, I think I'm just going to go ahead and drop a list of. Shall I just go ahead and drop the list of new
Ah,
upcoming
you're in the
cards?
mood, by all means.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love.
I was
No.
gonna say for dancing, but okay.
Yeah, for dancing would probably be better. Romancing. Should have said romancing. Okay, so
Works.
where did we finish off last time? 2.1. So, okay, so that's 110 cards. So 111 now. Warrior of Light, Ardyn, Null, Yuffie, Sabin, Diamond Weapon, Lahn, King Mog, Genova, Garland, Ystola, Golbez, Cecil, Amarant, Heidegger, Lecco. If I'm pronouncing any of these wrongs, I don't care. Orlando, I do care. I'm just attempting my best here. Kuja, Odin, Bugenhagen, Deuce, Cindy. Now, some people say Ultimacia and some say Ultimisha. And I have real difficulty with that one because I've always said Ultimacia. But how do you feel
Really,
about that?
I think I used to always say Ultimikia.
Oh God, life is so
Oh,
complicated. Edgar.
Irish.
It should really, back in the day, it should have come with like a cassette tape that you could just play all the names, right? Edgar, Refia, Angelo, Edward, Leviathan, Caius, and Iron Giant. Which brings us up to
List.
140. And then we have two new limit break cards, which is Oren and Fran, which I believe brings us on to a question about Fran, does it not?
Back in our previous episode, you know, we suggested some of our listeners ask us some questions, and we had a few which, as you've mentioned now, is quite relevant. Sho asks why Fran is a limit break character.
Well, I introduced Lightning in 2.1, didn't I? And that was a Gen 3 card. And I wanted to make sure that we had some female limit break cards, you know? We'd already only had males. You know, Zidane is, it is male, but, you know, complicated one. I think that I just didn't think that Vaan had the same oomph. I had considered Balthier, because I think Balthier, to be honest with you, is probably the most leading character in 12. But Fran's pretty ass kicking.
But see, that's it. I mean, we're kind of going for iconic and popular as well that way. And
yeah, exactly. You know, the same way Oren. I mean, Oren is just the biggest badass in the entire series, really.
That's it. And I mean, I'm assuming now we might be seeing Fran at Palm Sauce, if that's correct, or should that be a later time?
All of the cards that I've the Limit Break Fran, the Limit Break Oren,
I think it's quite
Tripom Oren mats coming. I'm actually using one at my desk right now.
Well, I think it's quite appropriate then that we'd have Fran, because we have mentioned with hints towards our gala night. Yes. And the casino theme, so I think it's quite appropriate.
I'm still trying to hunt down decent ears. I'm having a very hard time, but right now the best I can find is like they look too sexual. I've got to find something a little bit more timid, but I'm working on it.
You know, while on the subject of cards and patron questions, Emma also asks, will there be any prototype cards for Generation 3?
There will not be at this stage, because really we didn't make any changes that required us to test something. Now, the only thing that we have done is that we have, if you look at any Generation 2 card, the top of the card on the blue and the red side is black. It's very, very dark. So all we've done is we've shifted the background up and made it go from less dark to lighter, if that makes sense. So the backgrounds are a little bit easier to see, and obviously we've changed the color bars, but no, there won't be any prototypes. However, if you want to know a little secret, which I can't remember if I brought this up, but if you went to Pomathon and you have a Terra card, you now have arguably a prototype, or as I like to call it, a royal cock-up. What it was is that when I was making the cards, I had intended her to be a gold card, a gold medal. And even in the quest log, I think it's listed as a gold medal, but it doesn't have a gold medal on it. So meaning if you wanted to play it as a normal card, you could have a stronger hand. So if you have a Terra without a medal, that's rare. Because the only ones that are out there are the ones that were in booster packs in the UK. There's probably a few in the last box of boosters I have here. Judy's got all the fresh ones. So the rest of the Terra ones were just thrown in the bin. They were replaced now. So all the new ones are going to have medals on like they should have.
Nice.
True story.
Interesting thing. Yeah. You know, you should probably print that old Angelo image just for the sake of it now.
What, the original one?
Yeah.
Hulk Angelo? I'll Hulk actually Angelo. Seriously consider it. Hulk Angelo.
I've considered that. Oh, amazing.
Now, I have had a few other things come in. I allowed Nat to take care of the pen this time. We wanted to do a new Coupacon pen. It has the Coupacon logo on it, in text form only. It's a black ink pen, but the pen is square. It's quite nice. I quite like it. Very fancy looking. Square. Not sure if they'll be... Yeah, they're square. They're square shaped. So that has a little bit of... When I say square, I mean like it's not rounded, right? It's not actually just a square. It's like rectangular if you want to get really specific, but the end is square. Okay. So that's nice. And the wristbands for Generation 3 have arrived, and this time they are gradient wristbands. Mm. So they're not ink-filled, so it's not like the text isn't ink-filled or anything, but the wristband itself merges between multiple colors. Not always, but a lot of them were. We gave up with the glow-in-the-darks. They're a bit on the brittle side, I found. So we decided to go with the gradients. So look out for those.
Mm. Coming to a palm saucer near you.
Possibly. I'm sure there is one. Some of them aren't. I can't honestly remember. All I know is I ordered $1,000 worth of wristbands, so they're on their way. They're here anyway. I couldn't even pick up the box. It was that heavy. It was absolutely ridiculous. It was 66 pounds, the box.
66 pounds.
Yeah. That's a lot of freaking wristbands. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
So, you know, where does that take us? I guess we should talk a bit about Palm Saucer and the Wii Palm, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're actually as close as each other when you think about it. There's not much gap between them. So, I mean, first comes obviously is Palm Saucer. It must be, how many weeks out must it be?
I don't know. Don't remind me, please.
Oh, I'm going to say it must be less than eight. I'm quite sure it's less than eight.
Yeah, it's less than eight. It's like seven, six and a half.
Ooh. Well, that's.
I'm not going to lie, there is a lot to do, you know, but because obviously with the house move, it slowed me down. But I'm going to be deep in it for the next couple of weeks. A lot of things can be moving very quickly. T-shirt design, we're thinking of doing something similar to the Pomathon one. Mm-hmm. However, we're thinking whether or not we want a generic Gen 3 one that's available at all events, and then have a Pomathon Type 1 available at Pomp Saucer, or if we do want to have a different t-shirt for each event. But then that kind of brings up the question, that's not really fair to other people, but we'd like to offer variations at every event. Anyway, it's all sorts of different ideas we're playing with, and it'll all come together. Naturally, we got the Gold Saucer Gala, which is going to be a big deal. It's kind of going to be a cross between the ball, but with more of a kind of glitzy glam cocktail kind of thing to it. We're going to recreate some of the areas from Gold Saucer. Triple Triad is... Tripalm is going to be a big part of the evening. Tripalm is going to be huge in the evening. We're going to set up some huge tournament. Actually, the official announcement, the Tripalm tournament for Gold for Palm Saucer will only be in the evening.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very exciting. It's decided. When did I decide that? Right now. note to Alan. We're working on improv was really popular last time, so we're working on setting up a theater in the evening for that as well. We're hoping all our guests are going to get involved. We're going to hopefully get attendees to suggest lines for our two guests, which is Ray Chase and Amy Shields. So we've got Noctis and Luna Freya.
Exactly.
We could have a lot of fun with that.
Perfect, actually,
we're going to be announcing a guest very, very shortly. Very, very shortly. It's actually imminent. Flight was booked today. So that's good. What else? There was a word of their pre-party, wasn't there? I think I saw that.
So this is on the Discord channel, and people are actually freaking that. If you go on to the Palm Saucer channel, then you'll see that Amy, who is, you know, our Amy, as we call her, Warrior of Light and frequent attendee, is planning a pre-party. So I say to anyone who's attending Palm Saucer, keep an eye out for further developments. Last I've seen it at, it was going to be in a Hilton bar on the Saturday. So it could be probably afternoon or so, similar to the Pomathon. But just keep an eye out for more details. I'm sure it'll develop as it gets closer to the time. So just a little heads up to
people. Just follow the crowd. That's how it works.
You can probably know that you can notice it more than you'll know who's part of a KubaCon for the next day. Just by walking around the hotel, you'll see it all.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, it would be hard to miss. I mean, it just shows how close it is. The other day I was working on the FAQ for Palm Saucer, just so, as everyone knows, whenever an event comes up, it's good to have the usual questions here and there so people can be prepared for that. So that's in the works and that's nearly finished. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on top of that, I've got volunteer applications going. That's just about wrapped. That's kind of towards the wrap-up stage as well. So, I mean, we still have lots to do, but it's still moving along. I mean, as we all know, everything comes well.
It's not dead in
the
war.
Oh, God's sake, no.
It's close to it, but it's not that bad.
If I get turned back at customs, it might be in some trouble, but I think you'll be fine without me.
Oh, you'll be fine. And I hear you have more spoons as well, which is exciting.
Yes, I've got another 50 spoons, and they just say CooperCon on it this time around, so...
I'm looking at our list of things to talk about, and we're already at 20 minutes, so I think that we should probably start wrapping it up. But what I did want to say was that I've seen the artist series for Krim, and mm-hmm. I have the sketches for Jolin. They're looking really, really good. They're both sets are going to be available at Palm Saucer, which is really exciting. You're working on NFAQ, aren't you? Which will be going up in the, I imagine, a couple of weeks from now. Just you know, general information. Preliminary schedules going up shortly. The content and the loot will be going up shortly. Weepon wise, we've got a way to go yet. We could probably save that to the next episode.
Absolutely. Otherwise, the only new development, I think, since our last conversation is obviously the launch of Bigger Palm tickets.
And that was a really good opening. A couple hundred tickets already gone. Kingsglaive, the top tier ticket, is sold out. The buzz is there. The buzz is real. We're excited to come back. Going from number one to number nine is just ridiculous. Yeah, so, isn't it? Really, the bar is gone from, you know, like hoppable to holy crap. Yeah. How are we going to get over this, you know? And that's where we are now. So Christ knows where we're going to be by the time we get there. So
yeah, true that.
And being in the States, it gives us quite a bit of flexibility. 9/10 of the voice actors are in LA, so it makes life a hell of a lot easier.
That's quite true indeed.
And the only other thing I'll say is that we haven't forgot about Australia. However, some people think that Project Bastok is Australia, but I can confirm that Project Dawnshard is Australia. Project Bastok is something different.
Oh.
Yes.
This is
anything
a juicy
you wanted to
episode.
Add before we wrap up? it was a good, like, that was a lot of information for 20 minutes ish. Yeah. You know, so
yeah, that's
pretty good.
You're very welcome, goodbye. no, that's fine. I think that's pretty much all, I guess, in terms of what we can give to people today. That's quite solid.
Yeah, we'll pick up on the Weepom next time and you know, all the other jazz that's going on. No, go on.
It's two little things that probably just topped mind just real quickly, because I think it's worth us talking about how we feel. Like, let's say our group page is constantly grown. It's a big place, a big platform for people to interact and get to know everything that's happening. I think it's kind of nice for people to know how we feel about stuff that goes up there half the time. So you would have seen recently there's been quite a lot of video footage and reviews of Pomathon recently that is still appearing and popping up recently. And I have to say, everything I'm looking at so far, it's kind of amazing how nostalgic and sentimental you can get about an event that's only a month old. But
it feels like it was a lifetime ago, to be honest with you.
At this point,
I was watching, you know, videos from, I don't want to start naming people because there were so many good ones, but there were so many good reviews out there. Some of them were like an hour, in some cases 2 hours long.
Yeah.
It's really a delight. And I tell you, if you've got a lot of decent footage out there, get in touch with me because I will literally send you a hard drive. In fact, actually, I was in touch with someone recently and I was like, yeah, I'm going to send you a hard drive, load it all on, send it back to me. Because, you know, while we do have people that we bring in for the event, we, you know, it's difficult for us to capture everything. Mm-hmm. In fact, we still have photographs to upload for Pomathon. So I'll get on that this week before the week is out, actually. But yeah, it's wonderful. Wonderful to see the feedback. It's truly don't stop. It's the fuel for the engine.
Oh, it really is. I mean, there was even a little post a while ago by Kayla Vega, who...
I saw that.
It is very touching when people express what the event means to them, because that is what keeps us going. It just kind of reminds us why we do it. So, you know, same way we're still talking here today, just, you know. Oh, goodness. But, keep it up in a group. It is wonderful stuff that comes through, and we're very grateful for everything that people say and do for us. So, thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. So, thank you.
And I think on that note... also a massive thank you to our patrons as well for listening to us.
Oh my Lord, along, yes. So. We have the largest number of Tripom, the $20 patrons. We have quite a few now, and I want to big thanks. I'll be sending them out tomorrow. I picked up $300 worth of stamps earlier, so they'll be heading out. I apologize, they're a little late again. Last month it was Pomathon. This month it's moving house, and I've got to try and hunt down Scaredy Mog. I need to find the Scaredy Mog cards. So I'll get there. They're going out, I promise. So thank you for your time, Alan. Once again, always a pleasure. I guess we'll be back here in just around 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks, yep, will indeed. And I say by then the work and development field of work done with the events coming up will be night and day. So we look forward to that catch up.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks again for listening, everyone. We will talk to see you next time. Till then, take care.
Cheerio.